Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
E-T-I-F Radio.
Hello, Lane. How was your day?
Beth broke up with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Coming to you live from Internet Station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Explore your own minds with us. It helps if you have booze. Grab some if you can. We
not
have
Henry.
Some here. You're not allowed, little dude. I'm sorry. You're an apprentice.
We'll give him a tiny shot.
He gets drunk off his milk.
Yeah. Is that a thing, milk drunk?
Oh, it very much is. Like,
weird.
When he's on his, you know, he's basically ready to pass out, he'll be like...
Eyes roll cut.
He looks like the drunk that's like, give me another shot, I'm good. Or as they're like half falling asleep on the bar, that they still want one more. Then you take the ball away, he's like, no, I wasn't done with that.
I think it's, I think what you might be observing is his brain getting overloaded by his, that all of a sudden his whole body is exercising trying to get his digestive system to move. That's my guess. You gotta exercise those muscles before you can have solid food, right? Isn't that the whole idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm not sure. Three.
Baby science. I don't know baby science that well. You guys are gonna have to teach me.
It's kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job at being a baby, though, I can say that.
Yeah, I mean, all of his parts are working, so that's all we can really ask for.
And how do we know the parts are working? Because he shit himself on the way over here, is what you told me.
And he's
and
moving.
And he went, whoo.
Yeah.
Whoo.
Like, that was a good one.
Nice.
Was that a good one? Okay, it was a good one.
He knows. He's doing a good job there.
Teresa said this plenty of times, too. But yeah, it is really amazing, like, how much of it, knowing about their well-being is based on their fecal material. Like, oh, okay, they're doing good.
He hasn't.
Or, oh, that's why he was crabby.
Yeah.
Nothing swallowed inadvertently that you've had to dig through the fecal material later?
Oh. No.
Okay.
No, he doesn't get his hands on anything that can fit into his mouth.
Because that will come one day.
Oh, I'm sure.
Be like, oh, there's like crayon in here.
Crayon or Lego. For me, it was an earplug. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, because they were those kind of earplugs, those conical orange ones, you know, with just like the peg in it. So you just cram it in your ear. Maybe. I think I was at the point where I was able to have solid food already.
It's going to be like Donnie Darko and it all goes back to you eating that earplug.
Well, it's the time loop that bases around that.
She's going to say, okay, we watched Donnie Darko. She's going to say I made her watch Donnie Darko.
You made me watch it.
Did not.
Oh my God.
You guys sound like Drew's sister.
That's not good.
Did she not understand Donnie Darko?
Wow.
I doubt she would even watch it, but.
Not a fan of Jake Gyllenhaal or time travel.
No, I think that part confuses her.
Got it.
She told a story where her and Wyatt had to take a shot whenever they got the same thing on Scattergories.
How often does that happen?
I don't know. But apparently they did it, like, made it a drinking game. Whoa. And then Wyatt was like, I cheated on some of them just so you could take another shot. And she's like, you never told me
like,
that.
He
and
looked over
they,
her card to make
it.
Sure he
it
wrote the
so
same thing.
Oh, well, yeah. That's.
And she was like, I was so drunk. The room was spinning and I kept asking Wyatt when it would stop.
I was crying and I wanted him to make it stop.
Like, okay, calm down.
As soon as you just go to the bathroom and puke.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Like,
once
just
you
pass the fuck out.
If you detect the spins, you just gotta lean into him and make him pass by as quickly as you can, because otherwise, you're just gonna prolong your suffering and the hangover is gonna be that much worse.
Just spin the opposite way.
You never get the spins?
Not really, unless I, like, drink for longer than a couple hours.
Okay.
So it's over a duration, not quantity.
Maybe you fall asleep
before they start.
Maybe. You gotta really want it, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
You gotta force yourself to get the spins.
Yeah.
And I guess if you want to, that's fine. The spins I recommend to no one, except my enemies, who don't listen, but...
Do you have many of those enemies?
Maybe. Yeah. What's the difference between an enemy and a nemesis?
A nemesis is a reoccurring enemy that you constantly are going back and forth of defeat and win.
Ah, then I have a nemesis.
It's like the Joker to Batman, or I don't know.
Okay, then I definitely have a nemesis, not an enemy.
Mm.
I think everybody has a nemesis at their jobs.
Yeah.
That's his nemesis, Dick Hanna.
Well, no, because I haven't had to fight them again, just once. Over the course of 2 weeks, but it was a valiant battle. They were a true enemy that I vanquished. They haven't come back to fight me again. Oh, fuck. There better not be a sequel.
No, this could be like a Resident Evil 2 or 3 situation.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise, he's really good at what he does, but there's like 4 Mission Impossible.
There's 6.
There's 6 now?
Is Tom Cruise in all of them?
Yeah, and the newest one was definitely the best one.
I'm sure he's in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think is going to happen.
6 of them that just came out with Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
He cocks his arms in the trailer, the hell that thing is.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
Here's what's going to happen with Mission Impossible. It's going to do the same thing as the Fast and Furious movies, where slowly the original cast is going to be rotated out, and Tom Cruise may even die, and they'll still continue to make the movies as long as they can keep Ving Rhames on a breathing tube.
Honestly, for the most part, it's been pretty much the same cast since 3.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since basically you bring in Simon
Pegg.
What
movies are these?
Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have Ving
Rhames.
Ones we
don't ever watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should watch the newest one. It's pretty good. It's kind of a direct continuation.
What if I've never seen any of them?
Then you should watch all of them, too. You should very barely pay attention to because it's terrible. It's John Woo.
Can I just watch the new one?
I mean, watch the one before it because it's the newest one is kind of a direct follow-up.
It sets up the premise for the next one.
Well, it's the same villain, so.
Okay.
Isn't the newest one, I thought that was the one where he, either Tom Cruise or Jeremy Renner, they're always.
Jeremy Renner's not in it anymore.
He's not?
No.
Oh, what happened? Did he die?
He had scheduling conflicts with Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Well, what scheduling conflicts? They show him for filming, like 10 minutes per movie.
Yes, but his 2 scenes that he had to film were on the same time that they wanted him in. I don't know. Apparently that's the excuse he gave.
I consider if someone calls you the Hawkeye of something, that's not a compliment anymore. It's an insult for you show up for 10 minutes and then everyone forgets about you.
Mm.
You might have gotten paid, sure, that's great, but how recognizable are you? How great are you? You're not that standout of a character. Hawkeye is a lackluster dude to me.
Well, he's just a dude with a bunch of people who are beyond that are more than that. You know, he's a dude that's really good at shooting a bow, and in the very last one, he's good at swinging around a kind of a cyberpunky sword. That's literally his whole shtick.
Oh, spoilers, he gets a sword.
The top grossing movie of all time. I think most people have seen it.
Not me.
You haven't seen the newest one?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Anyways, he gets a sword.
I fell off the radar of all that stuff. Oh. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay.
I happened. Sorry.
Well, no. Don't be sorry for being you.
Okay.
Neither of us had the desire, really. Mm. We got sucked into Mystery Science Theater 3000 and What We Do in the Shadows on repeat.
Yep. And Lebowski.
That's been a big... That's been getting a lot of replay value here. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see what is happening right now. Drew is feeding his child
with his chin.
Not like the milk's coming out of his chin, but he's holding the milk with his chin. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, gotta use a third point of contact.
Did you find new muscles since becoming a father? I think he has.
No, but you use ones you didn't realize you had uses for.
Okay.
Or use them in ways you didn't imagine. He's got ahead of my headphones. I move ahead. I'm like, the headphones aren't moving. What's going on?
Oh, God.
He's like, I need a pair.
We need to, if we're bringing tiny humans in this studio, maybe we need to switch to lapel mics. Today Show style. We all sit on a couch.
Drink.
Do they not drink on the Today Show?
Probably not.
What is Kathy Lee Gifford on?
Literally anything that'll give her a paycheck.
She was on a talk show, and it was like a rumor that she was drunk a lot.
The View? Is that it?
She was
she
on
might
that occasionally.
Be on it now, but I think she had a more regular like morning. It was supposed to be in the
morning. Oh, morning with Huda and Kathy.
It was like a long time ago.
I couldn't even tell you who Kathy Lee Gifford is. I'm sorry. Let's see.
She's so cultured.
She looks like
she's an Epstein?
Oh, shit.
What?
Born Catherine Lee Epstein, who did not kill himself. Interesting. What connections do you have to the film industry and underage girls, huh? Tell us your secrets. She was born in France, too. That's also suspicious. But never trust the French.
Hey.
That's a... Hmm? Do we have a French in the room?
My grandma grew up speaking French.
That makes her as good as French, yeah.
Yeah, French-Canadian heritage, so...
And there was only 3,000 that fled France to go to
Canada. Oh, she was one of the OG fleers.
Like, her parents were, because they were kind of inbred sometimes.
Well, you know, comes with the territory. But isn't... I've always heard the idea that... Comparing French to Mexican really quick. Didn't mean to say Mexican, but you know. What
are you going to bring up the origin of Cinco de Mayo?
No, I was going to say, I've often heard that if someone from Spain hears someone from Mexico talk, it's like you're dealing with like a savage. And
it's
if
like
someone,
when anybody that speaks English hears an Australian talk.
Kind of, yeah. And then people from Mexico hear people from Spain talk, and it's like us hearing a British guy wearing a monocle and fucking poofy socks.
I've heard that.
What do the French people in France think of the French Canadians and the way they talk?
Probably similar.
It's probably way more similar than Spanish and Spanish from Mexico.
Could be.
Because there's a lot of cultural and historical differences of why those countries are independent from their parent countries.
They're both romantic languages, though. So
yeah, Latin-based, yeah.
How romantic can they be? They can't buy me dinner. It's just a language.
I've been listening to Dean Martin a lot, and he talks about a signoria, or he has a
signoria?
Word. Yeah, it sounds similar to señorita, but it's like...
Mm-hmm. Same root of the word, probably something
like
in Latin.
Signori.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Klaus. Something like that. Okay, anyway, Kathy Lee Gifford is connected to the Freemasons.
Jesus.
And,
surprise.
She knows where Hitler's body is actually buried.
What?
Wait, go
think about that. What?
Let's go up a little bit.
How much? Like here?
Up more?
What are you looking for?
Today with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Who is Hoda?
I've never heard of that.
Hoda?
That's her partner.
Hoda Kotb.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they just basically just... It was like a morning show where they just sat around and drank wine and talked about middle-aged white woman problems.
Yep.
God damn.
Hey, that's going to be me in a few years.
That sounds like a good fucking show, like if we did it.
Yes, because we're not middle-aged white women talking about our problems.
But we could be. What if
that's
we were all pretending?
You guys are so close.
We'll get there.
True.
You can get there.
I'm neither middle-aged nor a woman nor... Yeah. Sitting around having a daytime show.
You're so close.
Yes, I have one of the three qualifiers, the most general of them.
And I've got a bottle of wine in the next room.
You mean vino?
Vino.
But we don't have a morning show to drink it on and complain about our problems.
That's true.
We have a Friday night show.
Can we do this show in the morning? We can do this show late enough that it will turn into morning.
That's true. Time's relative. So.
We've done this for 2 hours.
That is a train.
We've done this for 2 hours before. I think we could do it for four.
Love that for us.
It depends on how much wine we have.
Only one bottle. I don't think that's enough,
that's
actually.
My last.
You need at least one bottle of wine per hour, it turns
at
out.
At least.
That's the math. I have no idea. Oh, it's Kotbi. Really? Egyptian Arabic. She was driven out of her country for not wearing a scarf over her head and later hosted a TV show. Wow, what a story.
I have a feeling you just made a very racist joke, but I'm not going to challenge it.
Actually, being Muslim isn't a race, so I think I just made a religion joke. Or did I even make a joke?
I don't think you even made a joke. You were just saying what's there.
No, I know Muslim isn't a race, but... Yeah, that's not what I meant.
Thanks for backing me up. There are true facts here. It says
and
it right here.
There are the facts that you make up.
Wait, did you make that up?
Yes.
I thought you said...
I mean, I'll search
really...
scarf on her
wow,
page,
you're
but...
such a dick. Fuck you.
Scarf.
I don't stand by that.
It's not here.
I believed it, too.
Fuck you.
Hey, Hey, it's just a fucking show.
Just remember to question literally everything.
Yes, everything I say.
Oh my god.
Just question everything in general.
I'm just believing you because I can't read the fucking little teeny.
Oh, this is as big as I can make it.
That's better.
Oh lord, he's from Cairo. Oh, I'm not gonna read the rest of that. Both of you don't deserve a show, and I would do it a million times better than you if I had money. Where? Who?
Kathy Lee.
Right now, as in like at this exact moment, like, or
what is she doing with her life? Like, does she just
fucking off? Probably. Let's go to KathyLeeGifford.com, I suppose. Can we call her?
I'm kind of scared, Renee.
Why?
What if it's like a weird porn site?
Kathy Lee Gifford's site? I doubt it. It's linked on Wikipedia. Godwhosees.com.
What the fuck?
A new film directed by Kathy Lee Gifford.
So she's wanting to be a filmmaker now, too?
I guess. Oh, this sound.
Oh, wait, it's K-A-T-H-I-E.
Kathy? K-Thai.
K-Thai.
Yeah, it sure is. Henry, what do you got to say about Kathy Lee?
He hates her.
Is she dumb?
Yeah.
I know nothing about her, but I can tell you she's dumb. Let me see.
He's like, why are we talking about this still?
No.
Kathy.
Yeah,
Lee.
Seriously, why are we talking about this still?
I don't know, because I thought there was material here, and then I found out that she made a movie, and I think it deserves to be made fun of.
Yeah, most things do.
Join me, won't you? You can if you want. You don't have to. If you don't believe the words that I say, I don't know if I could take you with me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Take you with you where?
On this journey.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had like some sort of new vacation plans or something.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Mm.
It'd be cool if I did, but no. This journey all takes place entirely within our minds.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. I don't have any Foley sounds here. I'm sorry. If I did, what? Oh, you hear that? That is the sound of a bat flying by the microphone. Who is it? It's Batman. He can turn into a bat.
Or
holy
it's Dracula.
Shit. Or it's, yeah, it might just be
what
Dracula.
What if a bat flies through your window?
It'd be kind of cool, but they're also the number one spreader.
That happened at our shack on Butte Hill.
Really?
One night, I was cleaning the house, and I was, like, airing it out, and I had a couple of drinks.
And a bat came in?
Yes. I started screaming. And Drew was at Safeway. And I called him. I was like, there's a bat that just flew in the house. Like, and it like flew back out.
Is it still in the house? He's like, no, it's gone now.
That's great.
I don't know why I told that story.
So it flew. Did it fly out on its own, or did you have to chase it out with a broom?
It was pretty easy. It just flew back and forth, or it probably had echolocation or some shit.
Okay. And rabies.
Oh, yeah.
They're the number one spreader of rabies in the Northwest.
Yeah, but, like, what kind of fucking story is that?
That
like,
was a great
it's
story.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
You know, it's actually, not many people know this, a side effect of having echolocation is you get rabies.
Apparently.
You can't separate the two.
Hmm.
Unfortunately.
I don't think we fact check that.
We can't because, and we probably should,
you though. You can't because I hold all the keys here. I'm sorry. I'm the gatekeeper
and there's
to
no
information.
Facts to check.
Anything you want to look up, you have to tell me, and then I will filter to you. That way you can trust it.
Yes, that's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
That's why you should trust everything you're told by anybody.
Sometimes, not always. You can trust me, though.
Yes.
Totally.
Don't worry. I've been drinking.
And you've never lied
to us. Let's
go
on the internet. No, I've told you when I've lied, so when... How bad is it, really? If I tell you about my lie immediately, like just 2 minutes ago, when I talked about what's her fucking Hoda Kotb. Oh, damn it. I said it right. I didn't mean to.
Getting, like, chased out of her country.
Yeah. I'm sure it's happened to more people besides her.
I was like, what? Oh, damn.
And it's been a real story. But, yeah, I owned up to it. What's so bad about that?
Only when challenged.
Yeah. See, if we had a camera that was, like, pointing directly at my face, I would be able to just say these lies without clarification. No clarification other than, like, a side look to the camera, like, yeah, you know that was fake. Or was it?
Have you ever thought about a career in politics?
Yeah, fuck that.
Right now.
It's a shit job. Don't do it.
No, don't.
There's too much money involved and too much emotion. That's some bad noise.
It's all about feels, not reels. That's just...
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm not even going to fucking vote for president. I promise you. It's a bad idea. Nothing will help you. You're being fooled by these people. They will give you nothing.
Yeah.
A figurehead that does nothing. It's someone to pelt rocks at that don't ever reach them.
Yeah, but this is veering into territory we typically avoid, so...
Usually, yeah, but don't be fooled by the rich or the powerful, especially Kathy Lee Gifford, who makes movies. Don't believe people that make movies, okay?
Just believe that pretty much everybody has their own personal agenda, regardless of who they are.
Including Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Yes.
And Steven Seagal.
Even he is not... Ooh, Steven Seagal is one of the worst. Man, he just wants to make himself look cool, and he does so bad at it.
Yeah, it's hard to make a giant... man, that looks like he's eaten literally all of the pre-bankruptcy Twinkies. Like, have you seen how big he is? He's massive now.
He's
a chungus.
Can he even wield a sword without the massive urge to stick chunks of meat and vegetable on it?
I mean, how do you think he cuts up his meat and vegetables?
It's got to be with a katana. let's see what he looks like right now. Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. Still has a shitty goatee. Well, it's actually not that bad. He looks like the wrong Belushi mixed with... who's a bad guy that has a goatee? Like an overgrown Stalin, maybe? It's just weird.
Like, yeah, like one of the... God, yeah.
He looks like
a creeper.
Yeah, he kind of does. Like, if you saw him kind of hanging out around your house, you'd probably call the cops.
Yeah, this is a guy who drives around an unlicensed ice cream truck. Especially with these. Imagine that guy rolling up to your house, trying to sell you ice cream. Hey, little boy. You want an ice cream sandwich? That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to sell your kids ice cream sandwiches. That's disgusting. Shave off the goatee and don't be in movies again. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, wasn't that one? No, that one was good. What the hell was that?
Under Siege?
Might have been. Yeah. Was that Gary Busey and him?
Yes. And Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. That one was fun.
Die Hard on a boat.
Yeah. Shit. I want Die Hard. Okay. So they did Die Hard in a building. Well, multiple buildings.
Yes.
In the streets on a boat. I want Die Hard on a plane.
Air Force One.
Oh, cool. I want Die Hard on a train.
Under Siege 2.
Air Force Train.
The second one is on a train?
Yes, I shit you not. I haven't seen it, but I know it's on a train.
Oh, that's marvelous. Okay, so I definitely have to watch that. And then...
it really, it's really bad.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is Busey in it?
No, he died in the first one.
Fuck. All right, well...
He died like a knife to the face or something. Oh, no, he got blown up with them shooting the cannons at the Russian submarine or whatever it was.
Oh, okay. Was he inside the cannon?
Who, Busey?
Yeah.
No.
Seems like the kind of boneheaded move he would try.
No, but he was standing on top of the submarine so it couldn't, like, go underwater, so it got blown up by them lobbing shells at it.
Really? So the only thing stopping the submarine from going underwater was like, one guy.
And, like, three Russians just, like, piddling around on top of it, knowing they're being shot at, and just kind of standing around like, oh, yeah, he can't hit us from here.
That's your first mistake. Just assuming that they can't hit you.
They can't hit you with these guns that have like a 2 mile range.
Dumb. Jesus.
Yes. The movie's not about being smart. It's just dumb movies.
I need to get Kathy Lee Gifford off my fucking screen because I'm just going to go back into that well. Ah. How's he doing? Is he enjoying the show?
I think so. When I stood him up, he's like, give microphone to me.
Oh, dude, the microphone is entrancing. You could have your own if you want.
That's cute.
Oh, he's got his hands on it. Is that fun or what? You'll have your own one day, you know.
What?
He's like, hi.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. This is your show now. Okay. I'm not in control.
Here. This
Ew.
Is your...
Oh, God.
Oh, did he fat did he shit again?
No,
he's just drooling a bunch.
This giant, like...
Oh. It's okay, you got nothing to keep the drool in, so we're cool with it. And these, you can just put them right in the washing machine. No big deal.
It's like, these? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You can just wash them with clothes. You should probably air dry them. I wouldn't put them in the dryer, but I bet it'd be fine. Oh, God.
They might shrink. You never know.
They might, yeah, but that's a risk I'm willing to take. And if that does happen, we can always go with the classic... recording studio pop filters. The one with the big weird circle made out of pantyhose that goes in front of it.
Yeah.
And then we'll get, let's see, and then we'll get a producer that yells at us from a booth about things that we can and can't talk about, and then we flip them off and do it anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
No, we just get like, soft...
You want to do that?
Sure.
That sounds like a
stern talking to about you can't use those languages.
But if you flip me off, I'll flip you back.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Can we do this so it's like a mic, it's a mic setup where you have to push a button to talk to me, and then when you talk to me, it sounds like this?
Sure.
So you're going to be basically like Roz?
Yep, I'll be your Roz.
Yeah! That sounds fun.
Although she has a better voice than I do.
We can fix that. I don't know.
Just ADR you.
Well, no, we're not.
Just like have somebody else do the voiceover for you, like before we upload it.
Right. Okay, that sounds good.
I don't have that kind of money. No, I was just put on a voice through the whole thing if you want to.
I don't know how to do that.
You can't do a voice for an hour?
Just talking. It sounds like she has a ransom note for you.
Jesus Christ, you sound like, what the hell is that?
Thank you, that was totally...
Like a voice modulator.
That was totally Saw. My voice.
It's Saw.
That was my voice.
You did a great job right
Thank
there.
You.
My producer is Saw from the movie Saw. What is his name? Saw
I don't know.
Bones?
I've seen zero of the movies.
I also have not seen them.
Whoa, you just threw that, dude.
Oh, yeah. He'll throw it. He'll smack other toys with it.
I'm pretty sure his name is Saw Bones. Is that true?
I think it's Jigsaw.
No, that can't
be right.
Yeah,
it's Jigsaw.
What?
Because he puts together all these puzzles.
Could be.
Which is very stupidly on the nose.
All right, I'm just typing Saw 2 into here, because I bet it's going to come up.
Why is anybody's nails that long, honestly?
Your nails.
Tobin Bell as Jigsaw. Colloquial Jigsaw Killer. American actor Tobin Bell. Former civil engineer dying from an inoperable frontal lobe tumor that has developed from colon cancer. So, the most deadly guy was a civil engineer. You got a career to pivot into should you ever get brain cancer. You're not a civil engineer technically, but
no.
What's the difference between a civil engineer and an uncivil engineer, really?
Oh, I always heard the joke of, you know, between a civil engineer and mechanical engineer. Civil engineers build targets, mechanical engineers build the weapons to blow them up.
Ah, shit, there you go. That's a good way to... So, a regular engineer should be more deadly than this guy. You could fuck him up. Without cancer or no. You don't need cancer to
Is
kill this guy.
Is he still alive?
I think he's probably died a couple times, and then they had to rebring him back because they wanted to make another quick couple million dollars for
don't
literally
mean the
no
actor,
money.
The actor, not the person.
Oh, the actor.
Not the
Wasn't Carrie... The guy from Princess Bride. I forget his last name.
Carrie Ewells?
Yeah.
Ewells?
I think he's in the first one.
Is he?
I think so.
As one of the dead guys?
As one of the, yeah, people that may or may not die.
I just saw his fucking name. Okay, so the actor is still kicking it at age 77.
Okay.
Carrie.
Oh, maybe
I'm not finding a Carrie in here, unfortunately. Okay. Here's something crazy.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Yeah,
C-A-R-Y.
Oh, I spelled it wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. That's totally him. Here's something crazy, though. You ever seen Little Shop of Horrors?
No.
What?
There's a scene in it. Maybe I can find it. Hang on. Give me a second. Hang on. It'd be like...
baby standing!
Nesting plant, maybe? Fuck, this is... I need to just have this whole thing. Ah, here it is. Okay. This guy right here.
People don't suddenly... Excuse me. I couldn't help noticing that strange and interesting plant. What is it?
It's an orchid.
Guess who this guy is that was just talking?
I'm not sure.
He's the six-fingered man.
Okay.
It's very hard to believe.
I've never seen anything like it before.
Wait, six-fingered man
no
is
one
from
has.
What?
Princess
Where
Bride.
Did you get it?
Oh. Oh, yeah,
you can see it in his eyes, though, right?
Yeah, you
That's
can.
Count... You just cover that up. Those are the Count Rugen eyes, man.
I've also never seen the entirety of the movie.
Oh, shit. Come
Princess
on.
Bride?
Yeah. I've seen...
Drew, what the fuck?
The first third, and I've seen the second third, not at the same time.
Drew.
That's weird. Like, in different calendar years?
Yes. I think I watched the middle third here once, and then I watched the first third, like, on TV sometime.
Here's something great, though. The six-fingered man, he's in the credits as Count Rugen.
Okay.
His first name is mentioned only once, and you will not guess what it is.
Count.
Rumpelstiltskin.
No, unfortunately. Huh?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, the devil told you that. The devil told you that. Isn't that what he says?
I don't know.
Rumpelstiltsmurf. No, his full name is Tyrone Rugen in the movie. His first name is said only once. You have to be looking to find it. And when you do find it, you do a double take because you never expected a guy in what I assume is 1500s fake England to be named Tyrone. It's a pretty strange thing. What are you doing, man? Henry, you're derailing everything. It's fine, but... I know, it fell down. It's a big problem. And what do we do with big problems around here? We fix them. There you go. See? Nothing goes wrong here. This is a good place.
The show must go wrong.
Well, I...
Typically.
Yeah, usually. Isn't that... That's our tagline, isn't it?
If it isn't, it should be.
Oh, it could be very easy. It wouldn't... Ow, fuck! I'm hitting myself in the face with my own microphone.
Shouldn't do that.
Guys, this is a good show.
You just sweared and it made the baby cry.
Well, he doesn't know what I said.
He totally knows what you said.
Henry, do you know what I said? No, he doesn't care, see?
He does.
He's face deep in milk right now, dude.
Milk.
It's milk. It's okay. See, we're not... At what point am I not allowed to swear around him? I think we've actually talked about this before.
I'm not sure actually what the line is, but... I'm trying to get into the habit now of just being used to not, so I don't have to consciously think about it
every time
I say it.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah. Golly gee whiz.
Boy howdy.
Just become Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle.
Is tarnation allowed?
Tarnation.
I guess. Only in certain applications, though.
Okay. All right.
How about Ding Nabbit?
Certain applications being I am wearing red prospector pajamas and a really tattered hat.
Yes, and you only have one gold tooth, and you're saying they're scolding them Dare Hills.
Shit, if I had the opportunity to have a gold tooth, I would take it.
I mean, you just have to get a really bad cavity.
You do have a gold tooth. How bad does it have to be?
I mean, you have to get a cavity where they want to give you a cap, not a fill.
Got it. Okay. Well, think about it.
Okay.
Just, like, chew a Jolly Rancher to pieces and just leave it on your teeth for, like... a month, and then go to the dentist.
Ooh, God. I'm pretty sure... Isn't that how J.B. Weld was invented? It's just human saliva mixed with Jolly Ranchers, and then you slightly graze it on someone's sweater. You want to wash your teeth?
Brush them.
Just thinking about that.
I just want to brush my teeth now.
Brought toothbrushes. Might be a good idea.
No, I think J.B. Weld was somebody who was chewing gum and then ate a Laffy Taffy.
Oh, that might have been it, too. And then they never opened his mouth again, but he could still write, and he wrote down the recipe.
He mixed two different compounds together, and they turned into literal cement in your mouth.
And then he died. But they named the material after him, so his family got the royalties from the company. It's a good plan, really. If you accidentally kill yourself inventing something, make sure your family gets the money.
Right?
That's what I would do. I don't know what the fuck I'm inventing, but...
Nobody ever does until they do.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. It's going to be some other weird-ass religion. I know that, the sun is coming back.
Yes.
All hail. It's pretty sweet.
All hail.
It's 100% our response, our doing.
I kind of forgot what that weird ball in the sky looked like, and I'm still going to call it a weird ball until it's up there for more than 8 hours a day. Oh, shit. He can't handle his milk.
Do you know that babies can breathe and drink at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know when we lose that ability.
Is that circular breathing, technically?
I don't know.
Like how Louis Armstrong did it on the trumpet?
No, it's different.
Oh, okay. Pretty cool, though. See if you can hang on to that. It's a good talent.
His little feet.
Put your feet up and relax, buddy.
Man, has anybody ever put the feet on the studio table before?
Yeah.
I'm sure we have at one point or another.
Probably Jared.
Yeah.
I have.
Jared, I'm just going to... I got to do that right now, I guess. There, just to... Make sure everyone's done this.
Because this is an audio and nobody can see this, your socks are tie-dye between orange, yellow, and I'm assuming this is blue or purple or something like that.
That's great.
Okay.
I was really running out of color combinations.
When you first put it up there, I was like, oh my God, those socks are absolutely filthy. Because I just see just the gray bottom on a white sock.
I'm
like, what is going on?
They aren't great colors. I've made tie-dye brown socks before.
Okay.
It's a little repulsive. The best colors to go for are like greens and yellows and like purples and blacks are pretty
colors
cool.
You would see on a Hawaiian shirt, basically.
Yeah. I was just running out of combinations and I was like, orange and gray, make something cool. And no, it made garbage.
Hey, it works.
Still wear it on my feet, though.
Yep.
Everyone get your feet on the table.
Everybody's feet's on the table.
Everybody.
Come on, Henry.
Can Drew, oh, Drew shit. Are you going to be able to do this?
Yes, no. You're holding the baby.
I was saying, I can put my head against the like the foam on the back and just prop myself with my head.
You can, since you're supporting a tiny human, you can put his feet on the table and yours can come later.
He's so cute.
He's digging this, man. Hey!
He's been giving me smiles all day.
Cool.
Stop flashing your crotch.
Stop looking.
She's married to you. She can look.
That's true. I'd be more worried if Renee was looking.
It's not an offense until the clothing is removed.
Yeah, if there's holes or something like that.
And then that's when you find a weird blue dot floating above your house, and then nobody trick-or-treats there for the rest of your life. Weird how that works.
You seem to be intimately familiar.
Hmm?
You seem to be quite
familiar.
You mean
you haven't seen these mysterious blue dots floating above people's houses?
No, I don't have one following me around, and I don't have to go welcome every single neighbor that comes into the new neighborhood.
I've never said they followed me around. I've just said I've observed them.
Okay.
You see those floating blue dots, you stay away. There's a bad man around.
Or woman. But mostly men, yes.
Truly, yeah. I think it's because the women are better at not getting caught, because they're sneaky.
I don't think they do that. The stuff that, I mean, it's just less...
Go ahead, defend your gender. I dare you.
It just happens less because
yes,
men
it does.
Men.
It definitely does happen less.
It's like drastically different.
I understand.
And also, it falls under legal definitions in a lot of ways. But we're not going to get into that because this is a children's show now.
And we're not lawyers.
No.
Guys, did you know we're not lawyers?
Did
if you
not know that.
Hey, anyone out there listening, if you ever confuse me for a lawyer... You're stupid. I just wanted to say, hey, whoa, hello. You got a high five in you? Maybe not. Hey, yeah. You want to be on the, here.
You can get your own microphone now. Check it out.
Turn it on. Okay, it's on now. You got to talk into this thing. There you go. You put these on. Ready? There you go. Perfect. Good job. And now you say like a tongue twister into the box. Like, what's a tongue twister?
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. So Betty Botter bought some batter.
Yeah. Do you hear your dad through these?
You can go a little faster if you want to, but.
No, slow it
down. Isn't it weird?
Down.
You can hear everybody here. What does he think of music?
He loves it.
What's
like, everything from, like.
Wait, take
that off. Give me something that he really likes, because I might be able to get it.
Therese, what's the music he really likes? Oh, well, he has the headphones off now, so.
Okay, it's not going to work.
He likes something with a strong beat.
Strong beat.
He does like his beats, like, you know, like modern synthwave stuff, like, or Teresa's, like, 90s rap music, or.
Yes, like Britney Spears.
Yeah. If it's got a good beat to it, pretty much in general, he likes it.
So maybe, like, maybe Beastie Boys or something. You ever play Beastie Boys for him?
I haven't.
No.
I should, but.
I bet he would like, let me
you
see.
You could test the headphones on your head.
What the fuck is that one? Shit. I'm sorry, I'm swearing around a child. But it's fun. Come on. No. Oh, that's what it is. Make some. Here it is. Okay. Yep. Oh, that's too bad. All right. Oh, he's not hearing this at all. Whoops. I thought we
here,
were plugged in.
It.
All right. Ready, man? Not much of a reaction.
No.
Perhaps we'll get one later. This has been Baby Experiments. For our next baby experiment, we will see if he can perceive the edge of the table. I think he already can.
He's already, like, kicking it and pushing up against the legs.
Oh, I was thinking, you ever seen that test where, shit, I don't remember what it's called. But they put, like, weird stripes all over a shelf, and then they just, there's a clear panel going off of the edge of this shelf, but if the baby is able to perceive the edge and the fact that it falls off there, it wouldn't crawl out onto the clear plexiglass. It's some kind of cognitive test.
Hmm.
I don't know what the hell it's called. And it's obviously not done very much anymore because otherwise I would know what it is. But yeah. I've seen a picture of it once of a regular baby who was like, yeah, that's dumb. I'm not going to crawl off the edge. And then a baby who had no idea what he was doing. So I don't know if we are allowed to do that test without being implicated in some kind of tribunal. Whoa. This seems serious.
This does seem serious.
We can't do anything but watch this guy. Let's see. Oh, fuck. I'm just going to accidentally end the show right now, I guess. I almost did that. We're fine.
Yeah, now we're good.
Oh, geez. That was spooky.
Let me open a new chat. Three spooky for Renee.
I need to get Kathy Lee Gifford's face out of here.
Does she keep, like, popping up?
Well, just the tab is there, and like my mouse floats over it, and it's all like, you want to click it, but no, don't fucking click it.
Haunting you like a seventh grade class photo?
Kind of, yeah. Those are still around. I intend for them to be destroyed, but my efforts may prove for naught. I think I had a buzz cut in seventh grade? No.
I don't remember.
It got long between 7th and 9th grade, I know for sure.
Like, I remember your first driver's license, you were, like, rocking, like, the surfer bro hair.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me wear it the way I normally would because apparently they need to see your eyebrows. Yeah. But if you practice the right religion, you never have to show your hair anyway. So what the fuck? What kind of... They're racist against my eyebrows, man.
You can't cuss. He'll cry. Come on.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, he just
seems to be.
See, he's agreeing.
I'm sorry, you snorted and it's just, I'm running away with it.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't let me show my eyebrows. I guess it's if you can see someone's eyebrows, you can gauge all the rest of the measurements of their face. Kind of like how if you know the diameter of someone's wrist, you can eventually extrapolate that out to the length of the arm and then you can figure out the height of the entire body within like 3 or 4 inches. That's the thing.
Or maybe it's because they want you to actually have a clear shot of your face, so that way if you ever get kidnapped, they have a good photo on record somewhere that they can put out on a photo on the news.
That's dumb. Who the hell would kidnap me?
Did you have bangs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had like the long like surfer bro hair.
Nice.
It was everything.
Like Justin Bieber. Surfer bro.
Hang on a minute. Might actually be around here. Okay, here we go. Old school IDs. Let's see. 10, 9... let's see. 8, 9, 10. Well, here's the driver's license. That's what they had to do. And then this was junior year.
Vintage Renee.
Yeah, man. That's a collectible. There's only one made. The other copies you have to go to the...
You look like such a dweeb.
I know. I know. It's bad, right?
Yeah. Can I see?
These will not be uploaded. Now imagine present day me with a similar length, but with much more style and self-awareness. That's what I'm going for eventually. Maybe. I don't know if it's going to work. Hang on. 10. I got to put these back in order now. 10, 11, and then I'm all growed up in this one. Beard.
Although if you have self-awareness, do you have style? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, shit. That's a good point. Usually not.
No, it seems like what technically passes as style involves people just like, yes, I know I'm wearing a trash bag as a scarf. It's style.
Man, just let me wear my fucking Pink Floyd shirts and the 3 pairs of pants I have and don't tell me what to wear. Henry's got, he doesn't really have much of an opinion on this. He's still in onesies.
No. He did have a Nirvana t-shirt, though.
No way, really?
Yeah, he outgrew it.
That happened quick. Shit.
Yeah, it was a 6-month one, I think, wasn't it? Or does he still have it? Oh, okay, yeah.
Did the one with the crossed out smiley faces all over?
Yeah, I think so. And it had a guitar on the back or something like that.
Ah, okay. Or so. Was it Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love kissing?
No, it was... just pretty generic. It was like a dark gray with a guitar and the Nirvana logo.
I would love a really obscure Nirvana t-shirt. It probably doesn't exist, but maybe something like, I don't know, Dave Grohl balancing a cymbal on top of his head or something. You wouldn't know it's a Nirvana shirt by looking at it first glance. You have to know his face.
Like inside joke type stuff.
Yes, that's what I want.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get.
Probably, yeah, because that'd probably be something you'd have to basically have a commission order or go in as a group buy with a bunch of people who also want the same thing.
Yeah, it's not very likely.
No.
Not many people have such off-the-wall tastes as I do.
No,
for instance,
really.
I didn't know I wanted that until I said it, and it should be in existence now. Can I have my Dave Grohl balancing a cymbal on his head t-shirt, please?
I mean, you could probably, with a little bit of Photoshop and some money, you could make your own. Just go on like Redbubble or whatever, those random, upload your own images to screen print a t-shirt.
Photoshop. What am I going to do? Pay for a program?
Okay, get the GIMP.
Oh, I already have it.
Okay.
The GIMP. Yes. You heard people were trying to rename that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, there was a group of people that wanted to fork the project simply because of the name. Which, good fucking luck trying to fork something that's existed for over 20 years.
Yeah.
What are you going to... It's going to fail. If you're trying to create a whole new project based on just pleasing people, you will please no one, and you will be so disappointed with the outcome.
Yeah.
Don't mess with my software. It's not my software. It's the world's software. But seriously, that was a... what were they trying to name it to? It was something really, like, fruity. You know, it was something that was just like, oh, we're good people. We promise we want nothing but the best. Anybody who says they want good for people is a fucking liar.
Think of the children.
Yes. Every politician's argument ever. Why would someone in power claim to care about these things? It's because they have skeletons in their closet that they don't want you to find. That's what it is. They're bad people. Especially Kathy Lee Gifford. The tab's here only just to keep throwing that in her face. I know nothing about her. What's her point? Why do you exist?
Drink wine and talk to middle-aged white women as they get ready for work.
Part of me feels that she's not even a real person. Most of these people probably aren't. I'm never going to meet them. How can you prove to me that they're real? Good.
That's true of a lot of things. Can you prove anything is real?
Yeah.
Fundamentally.
It's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put it in a box with a vial of poison and then test my beliefs on it.
Yeah, you know, it's like,
however that worked.
If all this is just some sort of simulation, is she just some other random program in it, like agents or something like that from the Matrix?
Yeah. Then what the hell am I? Like,
good question.
I'm a guy that got beamed into it. And now I gotta fight my way out? Well, I think I am.
Depends on how much, like, basically leeway the programs have to have, or how advanced the AI would be.
Yeah. It's pretty advanced.
I mean, if you go into the whole Turing test thing, I mean, when it passes, it is indistinguishable from a regular person or a regular intelligence. Isn't that the Turing test? Is basically, it's the test of how...
Yeah.
Basically lifelike, or how human an AI is.
No, I think that, yeah, I'm confusing Turing test with something being Turing complete.
Okay.
Yeah, which I think Turing test is like an actual thing, like when they were doing a Cleverbot. Is that still around?
I'm not sure.
Hang on a minute.
But yeah, basically artificial is indistinguishable from human intelligence.
Okay, Cleverbot, contact, cleverness. I want to know. Yeah,
it's like the whole Ex Machina. Did you ever watch that?
I watched it once forever ago, and I remember really liking it.
It is really good.
It holds up?
It's not as long as I remember. I rewatched it recently-ish, like within the last 6 months, and it's way shorter than I remember it being.
Like an hour and a half?
I think it's like 100 minutes.
Okay. Not bad.
No.
Cleverbot.com used to have something on the front page that said, I'm like 70-something percent of a human. Where did that go? Hang on. Cleverbot. I want to know. Let's see. Several thousand. Let's do human. Let me see. Participated in a formal Turing test. That's it. And in 2011... Oh, that's old as fuck.
That is old.
I want new stuff, please. It's not going to tell me. Turing test developed by Alan Turing is a test of a machine's ability to exhibit intelligent behavior equivalent to or indistinguishable from that of a human. All right. And not to be confused with something being Turing complete, which just means that you can build a Turing machine with it.
Mm.
That's the only thing that means. And it's usually a buzzword that's thrown in for certain programming languages. They want to say, ooh, it's Turing complete. Oh, right. And you recognize Alan Turing's name, so obviously it's got to be good. No, mm-hmm. It just means you can read ticker tape and rearrange letters.
That you can have a machine interpret German communiques from the 40s faster than a person with a stolen Enigma machine can.
That's it. Let me see. Some of the... John. China.
Actually, not even that. It's that it can figure out the code word for the Enigma machine. That's literally all it did.
Sorry, say again? I was reading something about Chinese room.
All the Turing machines essentially did this during the war, if I remember correctly, was basically just figure out what the passphrase was or the settings for the Enigma machine were in order to decipher the transmission. You still had to have a person that punched it the message through the Enigma machine.
Yeah, and then it would just do all the work and turn it out. You just shorten it to like 5 minutes versus what?
Well, because the Enigma machine had an ungodly number of combinations, and the Germans would change it every like 6 or 8 hours or something like that.
And their love for Hitler was what undid them.
Yep.
According to the movie, I don't know if that actually.
I don't remember whether it is or not. They kind of cut out a lot of the people that were involved in that, like all the Poles that actually stole the Enigma machine.
Oh yeah.
They should have had
like a 15-minute long bit about them stealing it.
Yeah.
How it got there.
The Polish code breakers working with them, all that kind of stuff.
If it wasn't the Heil Hitlers in the messages that undid them, it was either like the word strudel that they were able to immediately translate, or Stein, or beer, or
meth.
I don't know. Meth. Did Volkswagen exist at the time? It probably did.
They made
the tanks, didn't they?
Porsche made tanks.
Oh.
VW made, like, cars for people.
Oh, okay. Cars for the generals, probably.
And the general people. The people's car.
Oh, it was the car of the people.
The Volkswagen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Hasta la vista. That's what you say when you don't want to get discovered.
And then you try and drive off in your bug, and it only goes, like, 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's not a good...
Well, it's only got, like, 30 horsepower.
Really?
Yeah, I think the originals had like 30, 39, something
Ooh,
like that.
That's a dinky little... What is that, a weed whacker?
It's basically a motorcycle engine in a full-size car. Or not full-size, but in a car.
Impressive, yeah. I guess, that it can
cheap,
move.
Which is more important.
Yeah, there you go. Money was not... I mean, when you were using money to insulate the walls of your home, you kind of had to cheap out on car components. Isn't that what they were doing with Deutschmarks?
Yes, pre-Nazi Germany, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm a little early on that.
Yeah, that's Weimar Republic stuff.
But shit, man, if I had my hands on some Deutschmarks, that'd be some cool collectible currency.
That'd be kind of cool.
I've always liked having weird currency. Like, somewhere in this closet here, I've got a dollar bill from easily the 1930s.
Yeah.
And how you know a dollar bill is most of it is green. The chief difference on this dollar bill... is that, I don't have an example here, but, you know, just picture your average American $1 bill. The green seal on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell did I do this? Jesus. Okay, $1 bill. This guy is blue.
The Treasury Department seal, or whatever that is?
Yeah. And the reason it's blue is because at the time, 1930, whenever the hell, you could take that dollar to a mint and get a dollar's worth of silver for it. That's what that seal meant.
Oh, that's right, because we were on the silver standard by that point.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And there are red ones, too. I think reds were exchangeable for gold, but don't quote me on that. Let me see. Silver certificate? Service certificate. United States. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so that's a 5. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, Hawaii overprint series. Okay, so maybe some of the red ones were from Hawaii. Hawaii. Let me see. We don't have any other examples here. Oh,
there's a lot of them.
There we go. Let's see. So, yeah, this is like the one that I have.
Okay.
Pretty fancy. That one's got a print date of 1923 on it.
I remember it always weirded me out when I was working at Safeway, where you'd get the people that would randomly pull out like $100 bill from like 84.
Yeah.
Where it's like pre all the major counterfeiting, anti-counterfeiting stuff, like pre-watermark, pre-magnetic strip,
it's so pre-reflective weird.
Coloring on the bottom of the, or a iridescent coloring on the bottom of the bill, all that stuff. So it's like, I hope this is real.
All you can look for is the blue and red fibers.
And use one of the marker pens.
And those, yeah, it's true. And when you get handed one of those, you gotta take like 5 seconds to look at whoever it is in the face and just be like, are you D.B. Cooper? You could be. You might be. Right, so I gotta check.
How do you have this crisp of a $100 bill that's like 35 years old?
Shit, dude, if I was still working as a checker, like if I actually liked it, and I had nobody ever likes it. But say somehow by weird twist of fate that happened, I would have a poster of D.B. Cooper inside of my check stand.
Like, have you seen this man?
Have you seen this man? And I'd be looking for him, man. He's out there somewhere.
Just have like two pictures, be like, you know, this is the last scene, and then this is Ars Rendition. It's like Tommy Wiseau. Have you seen that XKCD of like how Tommy Wiseau is D.B. Cooper?
I didn't know it was an XKCD, but I've heard the theory.
I've seen that because basically like Tommy Wiseau kind of like comes out of nowhere with a bunch of money like 2 or 3 years after D.B. Cooper disappears. Talks in a funny way, which apparently D.B. Cooper did too.
Wiseau. How did... Does he try to explain away
I don't think money? So. I think that would kind of get rid of some of what little mystique he has.
Early life. Very secretive about his early life. In various interviews, he's claimed to have lived in France a long time ago, claimed he grew up in New Orleans, described as having an entire family in Chalmette, Louisiana. I don't know if I'm saying that right. In a 2010 interview with Crikey, he gave an age which would indicate he was born in 1968 or 1969. But friend Greg Sestero claims in his 2013 memoir that his brother's girlfriend obtained copies of his immigration papers and found that he was born much earlier than he claimed in an Eastern Bloc country in the mid to late 50s.
Huh.
Researched his background, concluded he is Polish and originally from the city of Poznan. He confirmed publicly for the first time in November 2017 that he is originally from Europe. Long story short, I grew up in Europe a long time ago, but I'm American and very proud of it. Is that how he talks?
I think so.
Best guess.
But that's still very, very vague. I'm from Europe.
I'm from Europe. Okay. I'm from America. People want to know what fucking city you're from, all right? You can't be this mysterious.
Show us your birth certificate.
Gimme! Uh-oh. Are we yelling too much for the guy?
I think he's just starting to get really fussy.
He's gotta eat. So, yeah, this guy...
He's getting tired, I think.
God, he could be D.B. Cooper. I totally buy it. Hang on, D.B. Cooper. Let's get the pictures up next to each other because we need some information.
Like, get the Tommy Wiseau wearing sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so there's him. Let's do Tommy Wiseau sunglasses then. We'll do this. Sunglasses. It's in here somewhere. All right. Where he's not smiling, preferably. And let's do this one. Okay. Oh, what the? Where did I go? What is this shit?
Like a British clickbait site.
Oh, here's one. Okay, let's do this. Oh, God. Why can't I just... I fucking hate Google.
I know. It's Jesus. Getting terrible.
All right. D.B. Cooper. And all right. Here we go.
Like, look at that jawline.
D.B. Cooper. Tommy.
No.
D.B. Cooper. Tommy. Hey, but consider this is like 50 years later.
D.B. Cooper was what? 79?
79? Well,
71. Excuse me. It was 71.
Like he... when it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. 71. So,
that's almost 40 years ago now.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Like, you have, like, how much did he steal? Like, a million?
I forget what the amount that he supposedly he jumped with. $200,000 in 71 money? In negotiable American currency.
No, that's what he...
He demanded.
Yeah, that's his demands. I want to know what's in the... So maybe they did actually give that to him.
10,000 unmarked $20 bills. So yeah, $200K.
Shit. All right, so $200,000 in 1971.
What does that come out to today?
Maybe like $2 million, at least. That's my guess. You got a calculator for that?
I don't know. I'm just going to Google it.
But. All right, go for it. But I don't know. You take a couple million dollars, you spend at least 10% of that on drugs, obviously. Another 40% goes into your movie ventures, and then the rest of it is to keep up your extravagant lifestyle. Yeah. So... I don't know. Could be very easily. We just need to get the same shape of sunglasses on his face. He would have been...
So $200,000 in 2020 money is roughly $1.29 million.
Oh, okay.
So it's about $1.3 million.
I was off by about 60%. But
that's still a good chunk of change for literally just saying, yeah, I'm going to blow the plane up, no proof. And
Miss, you'd better look at that note. I have a bomb. What an opener. Damn.
As he dropped it into her purse.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
The note was printed in neat all capital letters with a felt tip pen. Its exact wording is unknown because Cooper later reclaimed it. But Schaffner recalled that the note said that Cooper had a bomb in his briefcase. After Schaffner read the note, Cooper told her to sit beside him. She did as requested, then quietly asked to see the bomb. Cooper opened his briefcase long enough for her to glimpse eight red cylinders.
So he probably had eight red road flares in there.
Probably, yeah.
Honestly.
That would have fooled any old flight attendant out there.
And a couple pieces of electrical wiring and a clock.
His demands were $200,000, four parachutes, and a fuel truck standing by in Seattle to refuel the aircraft upon arrival. She conveyed Cooper's instructions to the pilots. When she returned, he was wearing sunglasses. Oh, shit. Huh. Totally the guy. Gotta be Tommy. How else do you explain his mysterious past? It's gotta be it.
Yes, there's not any other explanation, obviously.
There really isn't.
No.
Not that we can think of easily on hand.
Not that's better.
We want to wait for Therese to come back in to close this down?
She's good. I think she's taking care of Henry.
Okay, understood. We'll say something for her, most likely. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not being watched to at TGFRadioShow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Happy Mardi Gras.
This was the Mardi Gras show. Did we say that?
Nope.
Oh, we never said that. That's why we have bourbon.
Remember to clean your butt crack. That shit's gross.
Just get it done. All right?
Is that from you or Therese?
That's just in general.
It's really
from
good.
From having to wipe butts multiple times a day with baby.
He's going to have to learn how to do it himself someday.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's a little young for that still.
Impart that wisdom upon him, please. All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.